a lot of serious work has been done again over the years in prevention, and a lot of it, not to downplay it, is just good old common sense legwork. We need education, we need training, we need some very basic standards and best practices, and then we need to have the support from administration as far as being able to implement those, because it's very easy to say what you'd like to do and the utopian solution to it. But unfortunately, you have to have those resources. And we need to all learn to speak the language of the CFO, because no matter who you convince, the CFO controls the money. And if you can convince the CFO that this is a worthwhile return on investment, if you can show the preventative nature by mitigating these things before they happen, you've got a much better chance of actually getting some traction. The two questions administrators ask anytime, in my opinion, anytime that you're asking for anything, and this isn't just a security issue, this is a clinical issue, this is an equipment issue, is what's everybody else doing? Who says I have to do it? If you can answer those two things, at least you can get through the first obstacle, and then you can start to validate and justify your request. If I'm asking for additional FTEs or cameras or wireless panic devices or any number of those things, one of the very first questions that's going to come up is, well, what's everybody else doing? And if we already know what everyone else is doing, we can, instead of sputtering and I'll have to look it up and losing credibility, and you've got that 30-second elevator speech and you don't get it, you don't get it. If I can say with certainty, I can tell you what everybody else is doing because there was this wonderful survey done, and here it is, and IEHSS and ENA has done this great workplace violence surveillance in 2011 that has all the statistics. Then the second question is, well, who says we have to do it? You know, OSHA has these great regulations, and NIOSH says that you should do this as best practices, and by the way, CMS has something to say. Now you have their attention because you've overcome the first hurdle. And I think until we educate our folks on the line to at least speak in that language, we're not going to be as successful as we'd like to be. I truly believe.